I try to believe that everything happens for a reason, and that, you know, at the end of the day, God has a plan for me. It's a plan for us all. And so I'm just trying to stay optimistic. I feel like I've put in a lot of work to get back to this point. And I feel like I have to reclimb a ladder.
John, I'm just wondering, have you had a chance to communicate with DC at all? And if you haven't, what's your message to him? What would you say to him?
I haven't had the opportunity to talk to him. And, you know, I just want to tell them I'm sorry. That's really it. And I know this fight meant a lot to him.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that was touching, moving, and emotional, and BS. Hey, let's get to it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, back at studio keeping us on air. Fletcher doing one of his last appearances for us out here at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. And it's a poker night, which we'll be talking a lot about here over the next couple of hours. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is your number. Better probably to hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Hope everybody's in a good mood. And if you were planning to purchase UFC 200, you probably weren't in a great mood last night, but I think you'll be in a pretty good mood today.
Yeah, it's not official yet, apparently. At least the UFC hasn't confirmed yet. But several Brazilian outlets reporting that Anderson Silva will be the man to come in and replace Daniel Cormier. Non-title fight.
John Jones.
To replace John Jones against Daniel Cormier. So, honestly, I don't know that fight is going to be competitive, but it's a name that you can put on a poster and probably sell some more people on than you would have. If there's anybody who was like, oh, I'm not going to watch it because John Jones is off, or if somebody was not going to watch because Cormier didn't have a fight, you probably got them back. That's probably enough to get them back.
Yeah, I don't think you were going to lose that many. I still think Lesnar's the biggest draw.
Lesnar was the biggest draw on the card. But I think John Jones was number two.
Well, it was certainly great to have them both. This was probably the one card that could afford to lose that fight and would still do ridiculous numbers. But putting Anderson Silva on there, that's a pretty damn good name for a replacement. But kind of stupid that it came to this anyway.
It really is. John Jones is human garbage. And I don't feel bad saying that. I know that'll probably make some people mad. He's just making a mistake. This dude has had more chances than anyone. And they continue to lay the road out for this dude, to give him every opportunity to succeed, because he is gifted beyond measure. And he continually just steps on his own crank. I'll never be able to understand it. And I was telling you before the show, I was thinking about this last night, and I couldn't come up with a sports comparison where there was someone that great at their sport who continually got in their own way to the point that it derailed their career. And we came up with a couple, and I've mentioned Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden is maybe you can put him in there. You mentioned J.R. Richard.
Might throw John Lucas in there too. He was pretty damn good when he had all his problems. Not at this level, but
with John Jones,
he's probably the best.
He's probably the best fighter who's ever walked on this earth. And I mean, it would literally be like if Babe Ruth, couldn't get out of his own way, or Michael Jordan couldn't get out of his own way, if Joe Montana had so much cocaine and steroid problems that he couldn't play in the Super Bowl. That's what it's akin to. And I can't imagine that being the case, because it's so rare to be able to make it to that level if you're not really, really committed, you know? Like, you can make it along. A lot of people can make it far on natural talent.
Yeah.
But to make it where you are the unquestioned best in the world at something, it seems like it not only would it take a great talent, which John Jones obviously is, but it would take a great, like, a mental strength. You cannot be mentally weak and achieve the things that someone like John Jones has, yet he's done it.
Most guys don't get – there's a lot of guys that were probably talented enough in their sports to become that kind of person, but it derailed them long before they got there. That's what's kind of odd about this. He got there, and then it started happening. Maybe he was doing it all along, and it just, he finally started getting caught, but...
I mean, that's another thing, as when you're a great talent and you start to achieve that success, money comes at you, mm-hmm. fame comes at you, and certain people can't handle that. And I don't know if that's the case necessarily with John, but it appears that that's quite possible.
Yeah, that's one of those things we always talk about. It's how you deal with success is can be just as difficult as how you deal with failure sometimes, and you learn a lot about people from how they deal with success. Diego mentions, what about Mike Tyson as a comparison for wasting talent potential?
Maybe so.
That's probably the closest name I can think of.
Maybe so.
Yeah, fairly dominant and kind of the same thing. Got there, and then it started falling apart.
Yeah, maybe Mike Tyson, although his was, a different circumstance, and. Yeah, whether you want to, I know there's a lot of people who think Mike Tyson didn't rape that chick. A lot of people think he did. I'm not here to debate or discuss that. You could argue that Mike Tyson, his career was, you could argue that he didn't do it all himself. Now, if he did rape that girl, then there's no argument. I don't know for sure. But either way, that's probably the closest thing you can come up with. Although, again, this would be, not just like Mike Tyson. I mean, it would take Muhammad Ali doing these things. Someone who is considered the greatest of all time doing it. But Mike Tyson's probably as close as you could get.
Yeah, I think that's because he might have become
Could've. The
greatest. I mean, he was on that path. He was having the kind of career that was going to put him in that legendary status. But a lot of people trying to say Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton wasn't even the best player in baseball.
No, Josh Hamilton's a good player.
It's not even comparable.
Steve says, would y'all say Tiger fits this discussion? Started to go down due to injuries but fell off with scandal. That's the thing. I mean, injuries are one thing, and I can't imagine that Tiger Woods' personal life was necessary. I mean, it probably played a factor, but I don't think that's the complete and utter reason, the top reason for his downfall. I think injuries started to affect that guy more than anything.
Well, I think he got off steroids as opposed to...
That could be it, too.
Still being... And still using him and getting caught. I think that was part of his problem. But that's
which is what you're supposed to do. I mean, listen, if you get to a point, and I don't know if John Jones has always cheated and this is the first time he's got caught, but if...
Wouldn't it be the second time?
The first time was for cocaine.
Okay.
This is for PEDs. The UFC does not test for...
Well, yeah, USADA.
USADA doesn't test for recreational drugs.
It's what they call out of competition. Yeah,
Which means if you show up on fight night and you fight and then you take your piss test after the fight and you've been smoking weed, which is what happened to Nick Diaz. The weird thing about John Jones thing is they're not supposed to test for recreational drugs out of competition. They caught John Jones for coke out of competition, somebody let it slip. They weren't supposed to say anything, but it still happened. And you would think after that slips, you're like, you know what, I really got to get this together.
Well,
and he just can't.
Because he was on probation, he could, not by USADA, but the police could test him for cocaine and things
right.
of that nature. But in this case, you know, that's not what it is. And yeah, the whole crying thing today, I'm so out on guys that just come up and don't own up to what they do. I mean,
well, here's the thing. You can play this game when you're caught for something like this, and we've seen it quite a bit. We see this all the time when people are busted for steroids. It is very difficult for people to admit that they use steroids. It's a very rare thing that someone is open and honest.
Even if it's not steroids, because PEDs is a fairly broad brush. There are things that are
PEDs
not steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are things that are not steroids that are performance enhancers that are illegal.
But that PED stigma, what it does, so if I'm a great athlete and I get caught using coke or I get caught smoking weed, no one says, really people will say, man, it's amazing he's that great. And he is a drug head. When you say PEDs, that's basically saying that your accomplishments are tainted.
Well, and to some people, they're meaningless.
Yeah.
Nothing you've done matters because you cheated the whole time, which is usually BS.
It usually is. And I don't, again, I don't know how long. I don't know if he's cheated his whole career. I kind of doubt it. I do know that after he got suspended and you start seeing the first pictures of him for his comeback, the guy looks like a mountain, and suddenly he's got muscles that he never had before, and it's just hard work. And you know me, I don't believe in hard work. All these guys are cheating. But it's very difficult once you're a great athlete and you're accused of using PEDs to sit down at a table in front of the media or in front of your bosses and say, you know what, you caught me. I'm not as good as you thought I was. I've been using this to help me get there. It's very difficult for the egos for them to say this. So usually there's one of two things you can do. You can either say, you know what, this is BS. I'm going to fight this tooth and nail. I didn't cheat. I'm not a cheater. There's no way this is correct. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Or you can do what Andy Pettit eventually did and said, you know what, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I feel bad about this. It should. This is the rare side that
right.
you are contrite about it.
And you know what? People almost forgot that he did it because
right.
of that.
But John Jones, in his press conference today, he did both. And I feel like you can't sit there and say this is BS. I'm a clean fighter. I've never cheated. And then 2 minutes later, with tears in your eyes, say you're sorry.
Man.
Well, what are you sorry for? I mean. If it's legitimately bogus, you shouldn't be sorry.
Well, there is one other defense. There's the Dwayne Brown defense, which was, oh, it's the meat in Mexico doing it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going
to
go with that.
But I'm gonna dispute one thing you said. It, you still have to work hard, even if you're on the
no
stuff.
No doubt.
And so I mean,
but it's a shortcut. That's unquestionably it's a shortcut,
well,
or it helps you.
It helps you, and I don't know. But I don't know if it's
you can't
a shortcut.
Take steroids and sit on the couch.
No, you can't. You have to. You still have to work. What it enables you to do is work out more,
right.
and recover faster.
But if
so,
if,
you are still putting in work.
Right.
I think that's.
But if you put in work, you spend 6 hours a day in the gym. Whether it be training or lifting weights or whatever, and I spend 6 hours a day in the gym and I'm juicing, I'm going to gain more from those 6 hours, and I'm going to be ready for the 6 hours the next day.
Well, a lot faster than I will.
A lot faster than you will.
And that's a big difference. But we'll get to that. We got plenty of time for this, and I know there's a lot more that you want to get to. But right now, I got to tell you, you know what? Even if you are jacking up and doing steroids, you can still get a good night's sleep. Just go to my good
lay your muscle head down.
That's right. And even if you aren't, it doesn't matter. You're going to get a great night's sleep if you go to Texas Mattress Makers, the all-American true manufacturers in mattress makings. And there's nothing more American than going to Texas Mattress Makers, especially here in July. And here's what I love about them. They had that sale going on for you guys on the 4th of July. Now they've extended it through all of July. 20% off already low factory prices, and that's on their top of the line mattresses. A queen mattress set might be $2,900 regularly, now $2,320. You're going to save more than $500 on already low factory prices. Believe me, you want that mattress set and go to a retail store, you're paying probably 50% more minimum, and you're not getting the quality. Because that's one thing they do at Texas Mattress Makers. I've been out there a few times, and I've learned so much about how they make mattresses, how important it is for the quality that they use. And you can see the same thing when you go out there, because they make them and sell them directly to you. So there's no reason to go to a retail store, man. Go to Texas Mattress Makers. They're going to take care of you. The best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. And make sure you tell Yuval and the gang I sent you. They will take care of you. They love the Blitzers. Sleep better. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is the Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Dave & Buster's on Richmond, which is where tonight's poker festivities will take place. If you did not win a spot and you wish to play, all you have to do is get here after 5 o'clock, get signed up, preferably before 6:45 if you want to get a spot. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait a little bit. And if you did win a spot, you still need to be here by 6:45 and get signed up so that you can play. And winner will get, well, the top 25 tonight. And they have prizes for, you know, the first few, too, including gift cards and things like that. But top 25 move on to the finals in 2 weeks. And at the finals, if you win that, $500 and an HD TV. So pretty good prizes. So come on out tonight. And I'll be playing tonight. And those of you who asked, then to get on my table, we're gonna have to have a drawing. So there'll be a few of you who won't get on that wanted to play. Sorry about that, but apparently more people wanted to sit and have me throw them chips than I realized. Spencer was saying, I think AJ was meaning it's not just hard work like all the PED users who got pumped say it is. It's also the PEDs. Yeah, I think that's what he was saying. It just kind of came out as there's no hard work involved, and that's not true. That always drives me nuts because there's not a guy out here in the world, myself included, if you told me I couldn't just go shoot something up right now and sit on the couch and never lift a weight and I'd be jacked all the time, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. And that's not what it is. It just enables you to work out a hell of a lot more. And so, I mean, these guys still work hard. I mean, and most of the time it's the guys who are the most driven that wind up doing it because they are looking for every single edge. And, yeah, Views from the H wants to know, is John Jones done? He's only 28.
He's 28. And facing a 2-year suspension.
Yeah.
I think he may be done as the best fighter in the world. I think that's possible.
Yeah. And then who knows what happens in those 2 years?
Yeah. And who knows? And again, if John Jones has been cheating the system for a while and he no longer can because it would be a lifetime ban at that point, maybe he turns into just a guy. I don't know. You know, Anderson Silva, he was older when it happened, but after Anderson Silva lost those two fights to Chris Weidman, and he came back and he beat Nick Diaz, and then he was popped for performance enhancers, and he's had one fight since then. I thought he won the fight against Michael Bisping, but the judges didn't, so he lost that. He hasn't won a fight since 2012 against Stephen Bonner. I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who, at the time when he beat Stephen Bonner, which October 13th of 2012, he was fighting up a weight class just to do it for fun, and he was still dominating light heavyweights. He was the undisputed best fighter in the world at that time. He lost those fights. I don't know if he tried to use the steroids to build back. I mean, he came back from a nasty, nasty injury in the second loss.
Yeah, that was some of the worst things I've ever seen, when his knee or leg snapped. Yeah.
You know, maybe in that year that he took off, he thought he needed an edge, and that's what maybe he just started then. I don't know. But it's possible that now that he's caught, maybe we'll never see. In fact, I know we'll never see great Anderson Silva again. And you could say, well, he's 41. That's why.
Yeah.
Maybe that is why.
He's 41 and snapped leg.
Maybe he doesn't have
mentally that can affect you.
Maybe he doesn't have all the help that he had at one point, though. Huh? And that's the thing about PEDs. Everything comes into question at that point. You know, nobody talks about what Roger Clemens did before he started using PEDs, because no one knows the exact date that happened.
I think everybody assumes it was when he went to Toronto.
I think so, but no one knows for sure.
Those Canadian doctors up there are the ones that always... seriously, the HGH was legal up there for the longest time, and so guys would go up there and start working with them. That's all the rumors about Tiger when he was at his best, yeah, was a Canadian doctor. So it wouldn't shock me at all if that's where it started. Although, yeah, again, in Roger's case, it was at no point did they ever prove he did it. All you ever had was a guy saying, you know, his former manager, who apparently was trying to get money out of him. You know, it's the old, you know, the co-conspirator basically testifying against you. So it was his word against his. So who knows? But, yeah, I think if you look at him physically, let's say when he went to the Blue Jays. But if you look at his career before that, this is what irritates me, though. If you look at his career before that,
he was on his pay.
He was already a Hall of Famer by then for what he did with the Red Sox. Yes,
because most people assume that Barry Bonds started around the time he went to San Francisco. But you can't pinpoint a day, so everything comes into question. TJ says, didn't they take multiple samples? Have they analyzed the duplicates? They have. The B test was being checked. The B sample was being checked today in Salt Lake City. But the reality is the number of times in history that the A sample and B sample have different results,
it's pretty rare.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. And
that's why in the presser, his management was like, well, we're waiting to see what the B sample says. And then they admitted, we don't have much hope that the B sample is going to test any different. And the reality is John Jones has already gone home.
Yeah,
or he's going home today, which makes me think that he knows what the B sample is going to say.
Yeah, and what's interesting is this is one of those deals where if it had happened a month sooner, it wouldn't have necessarily meant the end of the fight. There's still all kinds of processes they have to go through, but when it happens this close, there's nothing you can do. You basically have to cancel a fight, which is...
Unless they pull something miraculous off, which looks like they're... I mean, Dana White said today emphatically... Daniel Cormier is going to fight. Now, is he going to fight someone? Daniel Cormier would be favored against every fighter in the world except John Jones. So, Daniel Cormier was undefeated at heavyweight. He left heavyweight because his best friend and training partner was the champion. So he went to light heavyweight and has lost to one guy, and that one guy is John Jones. There's nobody else in the world who, you put them in a fight tomorrow, if it's not John Jones standing across from Daniel Cormier, I would pick Daniel Cormier to win. So they're not going to find someone that John Jones level, because there's no one else at that level.
Right.
You know?
But at least if you get a good name in there. And Anderson Silva would be a great name, even though, like I say, he hadn't won since 4 years now.
Yeah, there's a lot of names that have been thrown out there. Alex Gustafson, who gave Daniel Cormier the toughest fight of his career, and one of the best fights we've seen in the last couple of years. He volunteered, but he's in Sweden. It was a 10-hour flight away. And he said if the terms are right, which means that, of course, he's going to want some big money to come in and save the day. Who else? Gegard Mousasi, who was the last Strikeforce light heavyweight champion, said he would take the fight. Michael Bisping, who's now the middleweight champion, said he would take the fight. The reality is, I mean, those guys, I can't imagine them being competitive against this guy. This guy just dominates everyone except for John Jones.
You know what, though, we've seen this a lot recently. Somebody who takes a fight on short notice like this as a huge underdog winds up surprising.
Yeah.
So maybe because he's been preparing for John Jones for months.
Yeah. And so. I would bet that Daniel Cormier has some sort of say in it. If I were Daniel Cormier and they said, hey, we can get Gustafson here in 10 hours, he'll take the fight. I'm Daniel Cormier. I say, that dude almost beat me. He came within inches of beating me. No, let's find someone else. I don't want to take the toughest fight that you could give me on 2 days'
notice.
And I honestly don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to throw him a tomato can, but it's a difficult situation, man.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Come experience Sugarland Skeeters baseball for some good old-fashioned, affordable family fun. Worried about young kids not being able to sit still for a whole game? Bring them to the Skeeters splash pad, carousel, playground, inflatable slide, and so much more surrounding the game. Parking is free, and don't forget about $2 Margarita Mondays and $2 beer and sodas on Thirsty Thursdays. Plan a trip to Constellation Field at the intersection of Highway 6 and Highway 98. Visit SugarlandSkeeters.com to buy tickets today. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz out here at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. And if you want to have your fantasy football draft party, they've got some good options for you out here. It's about that time. I know a lot of you guys start drafting in early August, so time to start making plans, but you've got a choice. You can get all-you-can-eat wings plus a $20 power card for under 30 bucks a person, or 10% off food and non-alcoholic beverages. Free room rental, free Wi-Fi, free draft kit. All you have to do is you can just visit bestsportsbarever.com or 1-844-DRAFT-NOW if you wish to partake out here at Dave & Buster's. Poker starts at 7:15 tonight. If you get here, well, you can't sign up until 5. If you get here early, you can hang around. But poker starts at 7:15. If you already have a spot, you need to be here by 6:45 to confirm your spot. If you don't have a spot, come on out. If you get here by then, they're going to get you seated. It'll be fun. It's a great prize. It's free. Just to remind you guys again, it's free. So because that comes up every single day. What's the buy-in?
Someone will ask anyway.
Yeah, the buy-in is zero plus $0. Okay? So you're all set. A lot of John Jones talk so far. The other thing that blew up Twitter last night was Dwayne Wade going to the Bulls, which, you know, well, that and got more police shooting people videos. Oh, my goodness, when is this going to stop?
Unbelievable.
But Dwayne Wade, I think that's it's kind of interesting that he's going to Chicago because, you know, we always talk about the – and he just wanted to be the highest paid player on his team, which he's never been. And – when you look at the money Miami offered, which was 2 years, $40 million, if you do the taxes, it's actually about the same as he got from Chicago, but he gets to be the highest-paid player on his team.
Yep. I mean, I'm surprised, and you said it early, that he wanted to get paid. It was definitely about money for him. So you were right. It was about money for him. I mean, it came down to this dude was saying, basically, I'm going to leave the place I've been this whole time because I want some more dough. And
to him, it was a big deal to be the highest paid player on his team.
Yep.
And
he's never been that before.
No. And I get that. If that's your motivation, that's fine. I'm never going to blame a guy for wanting to get paid.
Yeah.
And everybody has different motivations. And some guys, it's, well, you know what? I've already made my money. I just want to go win another ring. He's already won his rings. So for him, it's to go to his hometown. And can we all stop with the burning of jerseys? And Heat fan, you might be the worst ever because that guy brought you titles.
Yep.
He's
three, by the way.
Yeah, his career at this point, he's not bringing you another one. His career is definitely nearing its end. It's not quite Akeem going to Toronto, but you know, it's not like he's going to go up there and lead the Bulls to a title. I mean,
yeah.
He's not that kind of player anymore. Can't you just thank the guy for what he did? The jersey burning is so stupid. And, you know, okay, the Oklahoma City people, maybe I get that because, you know, you're never getting another one of those guys and your team is doomed to mediocrity forever.
Right.
But the people in Miami don't even care that much. They only show up when they win. What the hell?
Anyway. Wow, that's Miami sports fan. I thought it was funny. People saying the best player in the history of Miami basketball left this offseason, like they just forgot LeBron James.
Yeah,
left, you know, 2 years ago.
How about the longest tenured really great player?
That works.
Will that work for you?
Yeah, but
yeah, that LeBron guy was pretty good too.
Yeah, make no mistake, LeBron was the best player you ever had.
He's the best player the Cavs have ever had. Wherever he goes next, he'll be the best player they've ever had. Even if he goes to Chicago. Sorry, Jordan fans. I'm already on that.
Hot takes.
I'm already on that. I
Like I said, I've seen some very compelling cases that put him ahead right now at where they were about, at this age in both of them's careers. Now we'll see how the rest of it goes because that's when Jordan did most of his damage. But you can make that case, and you wouldn't be stupid if you did. Baylor loses another one. Jared Stidham, who played three games of quarterback for him last year after the starter got hurt, very promising young player, gone. He's going to, looks like JUCO for a year and then another four-year school. I hate that.
I'm not surprised by that, but yeah, it pisses me off that these guys at Baylor aren't allowed to transfer without any penalty. I mean, if there's ever a situation where you should be able to just pack up and go somewhere else, this is it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
That gets back. The whole NCAA transfer rules to me are crazy. Any coach can leave anytime he wants. And you know, and anybody who says, oh, well, you're committing to the school, not the coach, you're that's ridiculous. This is somebody you're going to spend 4 years with, not just your head coach, but your assistant coaches. You know, if you're really good, 3 years. But you're going to spend a lot of time with, you're going there to learn from them. And yes, you know, at the top level, you're not going for an education. You're going to play football. And, of course, that's what Baylor became. And was a football factory, so yeah. He's there to play football. And if his coach is gone, especially in this situation, when you throw in what that school did, guy should be able to go where he wants. I think in any situation, if a guy decides, hey, you know what, this isn't for me, I think it's ridiculous he has to sit out of here.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always thought that, but yeah, that's the NCAA. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of ways. I got a little college football stuff for you today.
All right.
We'll do next hour. Bovada has all its odds to win each conference. So we'll play a little game. I'll bet you'll be able to guess the conference favorites for every single conference, but there's a couple that are close.
Okay.
But we'll do that at 5 o'clock. But I do have one little college football thing. And usually when a coach brags on his quarterback, I'm like, okay, yeah, he's just talking about his quarterback. But I kind of agree with this.
Okay.
Jim Mora came out and said, if Josh Rosen were eligible to come out last year, he would go ahead of both Goff and Wentz.
I wouldn't argue that.
I wouldn't either.
I like Josh Rosen.
I do, too. He says he would have been the best quarterback in the draft this year. The kid was 18 last year. I mean, he was
That's the one thing that would give me, you know, like, pause, is that he's so young.
Yeah.
I don't know if a team would take a 19-year-old quarterback.
Yeah, you can't. Well, legally you can't anyway.
Right. But I don't know if they would, even if they could. But
not unless you were willing to stash him for a couple years.
Yeah.
Which you know, nobody does anymore. Yeah, I don't know what Carson Wentz is. I didn't watch enough North Dakota football to you know, he's got all the size and stuff you like, so great. I like him better than Jared Goff, though, and from what I saw of him. And he's raw, but he's also got all the skills, man, and he throws a terrific ball. Mora says his potential is unlimited. He would have been the best quarterback in the draft this year. There's no question about his ability, only experience, and at this point, maturity. He's special, he's smart, a leader, and very well respected by his teammates. He works hard and gets it. Just needs to continue to grow and not think he's arrived. And, yeah, that's the only thing I hear about him is he's a little bit immature. Occasionally,
well, he's 18.
He's a kid, yeah. And he had a hell of a lot of success as a true freshman. And when you do that, man, again, that's not always easy to be that successful that fast. Jacob wants to know, what are the odds you will take the Cormier fight for the right price?
No.
What would be the?
I couldn't make 205 by Friday. That's the only issue. Otherwise, I'd be there. I'm not scared of that dude.
Maybe you chop off a leg.
I'm not scared of it. Yeah, I chop off my bad one. It might actually help.
Oh boy, but yeah, they'll get a good opponent, man. It'll be cool. And I, honestly, man, I'm still excited about this card. And it's not just the Lesnar fight. There's other good fights on this, and it's a shame that was main event and a big draw. But there's still some nice fights to be had here. And yeah, if they throw Anderson Silva in there, I don't think you're losing much at all. Stat-wise, I can see Fowler's argument, but eye test says Jordan was still the best. He was truly unbelievable to watch at his best. You know what? Again, there's still a lot for LeBron to do, but I covered Michael Jordan. I was there for all those years. Eye test. I don't know if I've seen a more dominant physical player than LeBron James. I really don't know. And I think Jordan's gotten mythologized a little bit because he was kind of this hero of this whole generation.
I don't disagree with that.
And I think that anytime you take a look at it, and I'm not going to go back at that whole argument. If you want to go hear what the point was the day after they won the championship, first segment on podcastarena.com. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Play poker in The Blitz Summer Poker Classic tonight. We're at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Big Stack Poker League is tournament director. Sign-in for available seats begins in 11 minutes. 5 o'clock. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15. Top 25 advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize, $500 and a TV, 55-incher. So I'd actually like to go ahead and qualify and win that.
That'd be nice.
You know what? We got to get that put in for the next one, is that we're allowed to win the first prize. Because if that's the case, then we come out here and it'll actually mean something for people to beat us.
Yeah.
So, anyway, are you playing next week?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So maybe Jong?
Maybe Jong, maybe me. I'll find out.
Yeah, I'll be lounging on a beach, so I won't really. It's up to you guys.
On a beach?
Yeah, we got a beach right there on the lake. Yeah, we have, that's a nice setup, man. It's we got a little cabin on this lake in the middle of nowhere, but there's a beach there. There's a golf course. See, I keep remembering all these things I got to do. I got to go buy golf balls because I'll lose like 30 of them up there.
What do you use, your father-in-law's clubs?
No, I left my clubs up there.
Oh, okay.
because you know what?
You don't play down here.
I played one time down here when you and I played in the tournament at Two Blows. Yeah. And I play twice a day for 2 weeks while I'm up there. So it kind of makes sense to leave them there. And plus, it's just a hassle to bring them back and forth.
It is.
So
traveling with golf clubs is not fun.
You know what? I found out today I get 2 free carry-ons. So we each get 2. So okay. We only need 2, right? So I'm going to have 2 carry-ons coming back full of beer. Legally, I'm only supposed to get a case, but if they don't check it, I'll be all right.
You have to remember, though, you can't carry beer on because you won't be able to get
it. No, I mean check bags.
Oh, okay.
I get 2 free check bags.
Okay.
So I'm going to check 2 things of beer. So I'll be bringing back lots of that milk stout that everybody
has. Hard side coolers.
Yeah, well, I've got it.
Hard side suitcases.
Yeah, well, I've actually figured out how to do it without that is I'd put a box in there and then just seal it all up with duct tape. Really hard, yeah, and it works very well. Actually, I've learned how to because the first year I got back with like 4 of them because they all busted, and they were cans.
Yeah.
And you taught me how to do it, so now I do well. But, 2 days, and then I'm out of here for 2 weeks. And, I'm looking forward to vacation, but, I always hate leaving, though, because I'm having fun right now.
If you're like me, you worry about the show when you're gone. Like, I always wonder, who's filling in today? Does he suck? Are people mad at the show?
I don't worry about that so much because I know all the guys you're going to have.
Yeah.
I worry sometimes when we try new people.
Yeah.
That sometimes that doesn't work. But it's more of a selfish thing that if somebody tunes in for the first time, I hate that I'm not there a part of it.
That's fair.
Because I don't feel like they're getting the real show. I mean, you're going to get some really good shows because guys like Barry and Mike, they do a great job. And Jerome, always fun to work with those guys. And, and when I'm doing it with them, I'm very comfortable because I know we're going to do a good show, so I'm not too worried. It's just every now and then, we tried to, well, when you and Jong both were gone.
That was rough.
It wasn't as bad as I made it sound, but.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, it's just, it's. Because now you're worried about stuff that Jong usually does in addition to things you usually do and
right.
What I'm supposed to do. And then, but no, I don't worry too much about it. I trust you and I trust those guys. So Eric wants to know what beer I'm taking to Canada. I actually, Eric, glad you asked that question. I am taking some BBH up there for my in-laws because I want them to taste real beer.
Nice.
So I've got a few of those that are going, but Yeah, that they don't do, because they just started craft brewing up there like a couple years ago. They don't do any barrel aging, at least in Saskatchewan. And it's kind of cool. I've sort of made friends with the people at the brewery, and I'm trying to talk them into that. But legally, they've got all. I mean, I know the breweries here deal with all kinds of legal stuff, and talking to Whitmire, some of the things they have to go through just to make a product. It's even worse up there. They do everything they can to keep them from actually starting a business. It's ridiculous. So they've had to jump through hoops for years, and I'm not even sure. It gets down to alcohol content and stuff like that. It's just crazy.
Are your in-laws going to appreciate that kind of beer, though?
If they don't, I'll drink them myself.
That's
basically what I'm going to do is say, here, I'm going to pour a little bit in the glass for you. This is either going to be the best thing you've ever tasted, or it's going to be...
It's either going to be the best thing you've ever tasted, or I'm going to be super drunk by the end of the night.
Right.
Because I'm not sure.
Because I'm going to drink them all.
If you don't properly enjoy it.
But, yeah, that is my favorite beer. I'm glad they made so much of it this time. Because
it's a little more accessible.
Yeah, I've been able to get it. And actually, tomorrow night before I leave, a friend of mine that runs that little Your Pie, that little pizza place by me that I love so much, they're having a Carbach tap takeover, and there will be BBH. So
nice.
That will be the last thing I do before I get on the plane ridiculously early Saturday. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Dustin said, man, you're hooking them up. I like my in-laws. My in-laws are awesome. That's one reason why I will probably not divorce my wife, is because I like her family a lot. They're cool as hell. And plus, they let me stay for 2 weeks in their freaking lake house. And, man, I love it up there.
Your wife an only child?
No. She's got two sisters and a brother.
Okay.
Yeah, and the sisters are actually... they're actually both pretty cool.
Have you thought about ways to kill them off, though?
Nah.
Because you're going to have to split that lake house somehow when the in-laws go.
Honestly, we're going to do just fine, so I'm not too worried about it. Her parents are, well, they have money. So everybody's going to be fine. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We come back. I promise you those Bovada odds. We'll have them. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine.
ESPN 97.5.